fun thing for the team to be together and kind of band together when you're going on the road like that?
Yeah, it's awesome. Playing on the road is fun. Go different places, play at different gyms. You know, you always practice at your home and on your court, and it's fun to get out and go experience different gyms and play different teams other places. So it's always fun.
Does it help you focus more knowing you're not going to be in familiar surroundings?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you just got to be able to adapt and to be able to, you know, see how you are as a team to be able to come together with a different environment. And so it's always fun and it's a good experience.
Even St. Mary's, huh?
Yeah, it's a great place. I love it, yeah.
Nobody on this roster has beaten St. Mary's. Is that a motivating factor going into this? Beat St. Mary's at Imorong.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we've known and that we kind of put as a goal. You know, we don't want to keep that going. We want to go out there and we want to end that streak and we want to be able to win at St. Mary's.
How much of a rock fight is playing on the road in this conference? So when you see things like St. Mary's going to Stockton and going into four overtimes with Pacific and stuff, maybe that isn't as surprising. Is it just brutal, kind of grueling to play on the road in this league?
Yeah. Home court advantage is a huge thing in the WCC. You know, everyone has kind of their own gym. Everyone's different. Everyone is kind of has their own little thing. And their fans are as loyal as they get everywhere we go. And so it's just always different. It's always kind of, you got to dig deep and to be able to fight and to be able to go to each gym and to each team and to be able to give it your best, because they do have home court advantage and they have that kind of, you know, upper hand against you. And so it's always fun and it's always going to be a fight no matter who we play.
You said everybody has a thing. What's St. Mary's thing that they have? The thing that you kind of always remember about playing them there in Moraga?
They're fans. You know, their fans are right there. They're always heckling you. They're
like on top of you?
Yeah, they're on top of you. It's, you know, it's a smaller gym, you know, and there's less people there, but you know, you feel so compact that it's almost kind of a fun feel to have all those people there. And so they have a great environment there, great support, and then also they're just such a great team that it's, that makes it even more fun to play there.
Awesome.
This is what, your fourth trip to Mark?
Yep. You know, it's a great challenge for us, you know, going on the road. Every place is hard to play at. I think it's a great experience for us, and it's a lot of fun, especially going to play at St. Mary's. This place is always packed, and it's going to be a great environment for us.
With seniors, do you think that helps you guys prepare a little more focus because you're not distracted by whatever?
Absolutely. You know, we've all been through it before. You know, we know what it takes to win on the road. And so, you know, with that experience, I think it's going to help us a lot, you know, especially with this first game.
How much does not having beaten them there since you've been here weigh into your preparation?
A lot. You know, you always want to win every single game, but, you know, this place is tough to play at. And I'm really excited to have one more chance at this thing, and you know, I think we're right on top.
What's it like playing against a guy like Jordan Ford?
You know, it's great for us. Keeps us on our toes, keeps us sharp. You know, he can score at any time, score from anywhere on the floor, get where he wants on the floor. So, you know, I think it's a great challenge for us to guard five guys against him, and I'm excited to play him.
Did you know Cody Feeder when he was here before?
Just a little bit, you know. Not a whole time, but just a little bit.
What are your impressions now of his coaching style and what he's brought to the program?
He's very well prepared. You know, with whoever we're playing, you know, he has so many details on guys and their tendencies, and he's here all the time, and so you really trust in the things that he's saying, and he's fun to be around too. So,
what's the thing about Moraga, about St. Mary's Gym, that kind of stands out about you every time you go there? It seems like every gym in this conference has kind of something that you go, oh, that's unique, that's different, whether it's like a band or like the way the stands line up. Is there something about Moraga that's kind of unique to them?
It's a very small gym, but it's extremely loud. They pack that thing out, and you know, they have great fans and they show out every game. And so it's small, but it doesn't feel that small anymore.
Your team's commitment to defense, coach likes to talk about that and about how you guys don't let that affect the offensive end. How do you do that? I mean, because that's been an issue. He said it was an issue earlier in the season. You probably played on teams where when it's not working well defensively, it affects the offensive end. How do you guys get to that point?
You're saying...
How do you not let, if something bad going on offense, affect your defense?
Right? Yeah, you know, it's you know, two sides of the court. And defense is something that you can control. You can control being in the right spot. You can control talking. You can control... you know, helping each other. Sometimes you always can't control the ball going in the basket, but you know, the effort on the defensive end is something we can always be in control of. And so whatever's going on the offensive end, we've said it since the start of the season, we can win games on the defensive end of the floor. And so that's been a huge focus. You know, when things aren't going well, for example, in the first half against LMU, things weren't really going well for us offensively, and we were locked down defensively. And ultimately, that's what we missed the game.
Would you consider St. Mary's to be the toughest opponent that y'all played so far?
Definitely up there. You know, they're an extremely talented team. They're well coached. They run their stuff extremely well. So, you know, definitely the top teams we've played, and so we're excited for it. Okay.
Thanks.